Who is your name?
Oliver James. Where did you hear this story from?
Rhoda Overlock.
There was this couple that lived by the ocean, and they were man and wife, and they had a son. They really loved their son, and his father taught him to live by the ocean. And this is where he taught him how to live by the ocean. And so he taught him how to use a kayak, which is a boat, an Eskimo boat that's built for one. And it was one of these days that when they went down to the ocean, and he was down there hunting, he went by himself, and then he could go down there and hunt by himself without taking his father along. And it was one of these days that the waves got just high, just huge, and he had a kayak, Eskimo boat. And then when it becomes when the waves become big like that, it's real difficult for it to stay in the water. And it got real foggy, and he didn't know which way he was going. And he was trying to go home. And he got mixed up on which way he was going. And he just couldn't remember which way he came from. He was trying to go home, and he finally couldn't make it, and he didn't make it home. But he seen something, and it was when he later found out he was going towards this real huge hill. It was on the edge of the sea or by the sea. And anyway, he started going towards it. And then when he reached it there, he went ashore. He went inland. And then when he went inland, he looked around and then decided to go. And so he left. And he didn't recognize anything, or he didn't recognize anything as from where he was from. It was different, completely different. So he kept on going. Anyway, he was lost. And while he was going, he traveled all day. He slept some days and traveled in the daytime and slept at night. He finally found a house. And it was all alone. It was still quite a ways. And you could climb up there. And it was a real huge house, and it was quite a ways. So he put his boat by the shore where where the waves couldn't reach it. Just so he put it far enough from the water so that he could go down there and run away if he has to. So he started to go in towards the building. And when he went inside, there was this person. That was a woman. That was a real huge woman. And oh, her house smelled sweet, real sweet when he went inside. She had this real huge pot that was boiling constantly inside her house. That's why it smelled so good in there. And this is where she cooked people. Where she killed the people first, and that's where she cooked them. That real huge woman. And then That's how she lived. So this woman asked him, where did you come from? And he said, I was going to go out hunting in the ocean, and it got so windy and the waves got so big that I got lost, and I don't even know which way to go home. I'm just completely lost. And so that woman said, well, told him that that's how she lived. Was she was a shaman, a woman shaman, that killed all these people that she didn't care for. All of them that she didn't care for, she killed. Or let them get lost. You know, she was just, she get these people lost like she got that man lost, and killed them off and murdered them, cooked them. And she was just like any other, those other persons that didn't like people. And anyway, she had this big knife, this Eskimo knife that these women use. She had the same kind of knife that these men had that they keep inside their houses. And she opened her floor. It was a real huge house. Anyway, she took all the floor off from her house and put the knife right in the middle of the floor and start to let it go around and said, if you catch that, I'm gonna put you in there and kill you. But if you don't, if I don't get you, you're gonna have to do the same with me. You're gonna have to run after me and try to catch me and put me in that knife. They start going after each other. That woman went after the man first. That's how she killed all those people. And so they started that challenge. And he never grew up anyway, or nobody ever taught him anything. He started running when she started going after him, and he was ahead of her. He went quite a bit ahead of her. And she kept running after him, but she couldn't reach him. He was faster. Sometimes she barely touched him, but he still runs away from her. You know, just... And finally, she got tired. She said, okay, I give up. Okay, he said, you try me now. So the same process started going, the same thing. Except the man was going after the woman. And then finally, he did reach her and threw her down there and killed that woman, a real huge woman, a real tall woman, kind of unusual. And then from there, when he killed her, he put her in, he went in the kayak, his boat, and decided to go home. And then from there, when he started to go home, he knew which way to go. There was a lot of places where all these boats were washed ashore and they had all died. They were real huge ones, you know, bigger than his. But he knew which way to go home, and he went home to back to his parents. And that person that always went out hunting, always hunted whale. They hunted whale where he was from. And when he went home to his parents, he taught him that way, and that's the end of the story. And the name of that is the Kayak Man.